Welcome to episode 159 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so we got Helsing, original, not the not the OVA apparently. I thought Ultimate was like the second anime, like Brotherhood, but apparently it's considered OVA.
Yeah, but it's 10 episodes, but they're 45 minutes each, OVA.
That's not bad.
So I don't know.
And it does recap, or it does redo it.
Well, here's the thing.
At least that's what it says in
that. Let me just explain, because we didn't spin or anything. Like I said, this is still...
Well, they know this.
But know this. New viewers. So, this is... We chose the
new Helsing. We don't have new viewers. Turn it off.
So, this is... We chose the H, and this time we decided to do Helsing. Back to the OVAs. It does recap up until a point where... They retell exactly the story that this one tells up until the two brothers hit the organization headquarters, and then it's a completely different story.
Let me get through the Wikipedia.
Yep.
Is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Kouta Hirano. Hirano? Whatever. Serialized Shonen something magazine. Shonen magazine. From 1997 to 2008. That's a pretty long... So I wonder how many chapters there were, because that's pretty big. Anyway, 13-episode anime... 2001?
No.
Yep. And then a 10-episode OVA titled Helsing Ultimate in 2006.
From 2002? That's comics.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Whatever. It came out when. Where are we?
Not today.
I gotta say, let me finish. I think it kind of sucked. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have a serious cool factor to it. And that doesn't mean that I can't have like a guilty pleasure and kind of like it.
I'm gonna agree with you. But only up until after the brothers invade and start kill off the whole organization. Then it starts going off a rail because then it stops following the manga.
I mean, whether or not it's following the manga doesn't really matter to me.
Trust,
I'm not like, I get what you're saying, but like, I'm not beholden to it because I don't know about it. So like, I just reviewing it for what it is and it's just, the show doesn't know what it wants to be.
Like, that's exactly the problem because... They completely changed the villain that it was supposed to be, like, to this vampire guy at the end of it, and it's not that at all.
Well, my point is, like, it's sort of episodic, but then it's kind of not, because it keeps coming back to the artificial vampire thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not really ever building up to a big bad guy.
Again.
But, like, it sort of is, because they're going to find out who's right. been making them and all that, but, like, you don't know who that is. You don't have a name or anything.
Because...
It's not like... Frieza is being built up.
I think this show was being made as the manga was being made, and I think they ran
maybe,
out.
But, like, I get that.
And I don't think they had the information, and they just created their own story.
I get that, but, like, you could have alluded to the big bad guy. Like, you know his name, but you can't figure out who he is. Like, you know what right. I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, we're just gonna go after the people creating it. And then, wait, he's coming to us.
But, yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you, because there's, like, that priest guy with the knives. They introduce him,
mm-hmm.
and then he just disappears for the second half of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he plays. He's supposed to be way more involved in the show. That's why Ultimate is way better. And this is kind of why this is almost like a Full Metal Alchemist thing. A Full Metal Alchemist was fine, but Brotherhood's way better.
Yes, I get that. My issue is just the episodic nature of it and then going back and forth, like not explaining why Alucard is controlled by the Helsing family. And specifically not just the whole family, but like father-daughter of the Helsing family, because her uncle doesn't matter. He can kill him. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not just the Helsing family he's there to protect, but, like, specific people in it.
Because
it's just odd. But my point is, like, it's not explained why he's doing any of that. I mean, it's sort of implied that he's under their control from some sort of magic.
Well, he's...
But what magic?
He swears fealty to her when she asks for his help when she's about to be killed by the uncle. He's like, do you want me to save you? And I think he even drinks some of her blood.
He licked a bit of it.
Yeah, so...
But I don't even hear him swear fealty.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe it wasn't in this one. Maybe that was Ultimate. But,
which would make more sense. But even then, like, why? He's this great, powerful vampire. Why is he lowering himself to be controlled by a human? It doesn't sound like something that he would do. The way he looks down on other lesser vampires. Well, you're making yourself lesser.
Yeah, I know.
The whole power restriction thing is cool. Like, it's got that cool factor, like, releasing power restricted level. Like, it's cool. But it's not explained at all, and it doesn't make any sense. Why can he release his own power restrictions without her anywhere near, but not level one, apparently? She has to authorize that one.
She authorizes the last one, too.
The level one was the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, he could do everything up to level 2, but not level 1. Level 1's a little too strong. But level 2, whatever, you can still murder, you know, an entire civilization with it. But yeah, level 1's too strong.
I am not arguing with
you. It just, none of it makes any sense.
No, and I agree with you. It doesn't make any sense in this anime, but, like, I have the knowledge of what actually happens. And that's why I'm, like, I'm tempted to tell you, but I'm, like, I don't want to spoil anything.
I will want to watch Old Man.
Yeah.
Like, it's got that cool factor where I do want to watch the next one, but it's just... As it stands, it's kind of
like that whole second half of the season is like, what are you? What is this? It's like
the police girl's there too, and it's like she's built up for like her to eventually drink human blood because it's always like, oh, I don't drink any blood at first, and then it's like, oh, I only drink the like donated blood or whatever she was called, that word, specific word she used. But like they're building it up to where, and he's like, yeah, you're gonna want the real stuff one day,
yeah,
and like it never happens
again. Again.
I get it. It probably does happen. It's probably a plot point, but, like, they f***ed it.
They definitely f***ed it. They fell through and they decided to just make this crazy-ass story about another vampire controlled by humans, and it's fine, but it doesn't make sense with the story they were telling up to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They kind of just shoehorned a plot into what they were, like, it's a puzzle that doesn't fit together.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, premise.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I'm pretty much done the review at this point, but, so, Alucard is a vampire, a really strong one, that is under the control of the Hellsing organization, and they hunt vampires.
Yeah, essentially. Well,
and in the first episode, he makes a vampire.
It's not just vampires,
but any
kind of monster.
They're creating issues that kind of come
after you. Yes. Let me ask you something. Did you get Alucard's name?
No.
You don't get Alucard?
No. Tell me.
You want to know?
Yeah.
It's Dracula backwards.
Oh.
That's
Alucard's pretty cool.
That's been a common...
If it was a dumb name, if it didn't sound cool, I'd be shitting on it. But like, whatever.
But Alucard's been used throughout vampire lore as a backwards for Dracula for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that probably makes sense. I'm sure I knew that in the back of my head somewhere.
Yeah. But, so yeah. They don't tell you in this one. You're just supposed to guess in this one. I think they spell
it. Well, I mean, it's not really guesswork. You figure it out, right?
Yeah.
They say his name.
Yeah. But, like, I think they spell it out in Ultimate. But,
that would help.
Yeah. But, yeah. They're just... Well, the premise is they're vampire hunters and stuff like that. But... And he's obviously Dracula. But, actually, it's more along the lines of him turning the police girl. It's really her story.
Well, they tried to make it that, but in this show, of the 13 episodes, there's really nothing there for her.
After the second half of the show, I know.
Even in the first half, it's just like, huh, I'm a vampire.
Well, like I said, the first half...
That sucks. Like, that's all... There's nothing there.
Yeah, but it's... What I mean by it's her story is... She is the Watson to Sherlock Holmes.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? She's experiencing this greater being doing these things, essentially. She's the focus, the story point, to tell you the story.
Yes.
So, and yeah.
I get it. But as it stands, it's the cool factor and, like, the music, that's what it's standing on.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't think it's quite enough.
I mean, it's...
It's enough to get me to watch Ultimate.
It's gory, too. It's got a lot of blood.
Cool. Not enough tits. Come on. Nah. Give me something.
Ultimate doesn't even do that. It's not that kind
of
show.
No, I get that, but, like, it of all the shows that have that kind of thing,
yes,
it would fit the vampire, cool, edgy show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't really have it. There's a little bit with Sir Integra.
Yeah.
The boy brother.
What boy brother?
At the end, the vampire, the two brothers.
Okay. What about them?
There's a little bit of it. He's, like, licking her tits.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he even bites her tits.
I don't remember that.
Like, has his teeth on her boobs, and he's, like, ever so slightly pressing in, and then, like, it cuts off screen.
Oh.
It's implied, at least.
Oh, I don't know. That guy is just, you know...
A fodder. Dies in the next season.
Yeah, he's a teenage stereotype, though. He's just cursing the storm up and, you know, being the worst vulgar kind of vampire you can think of.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's not the worst we've seen, that's for damn sure.
No, not by a long shot. And like I said, I knew going into this is not the one I wanted to cover, but I don't think you can really
I agree.
Enjoy Ultimate unless you have this as a backdrop to it.
That's fair. It's like, but as it stands, I don't know. I can't give it anything more than a 5. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean,
if it didn't have the cool factor, if it didn't have the great music, the art style, all that, you know what I mean? If it was just on the dialogue and story,
yeah,
then it'd be like a 3.
Because, yeah, it does fall apart a lot of the time. But, like, because, yeah, they're hunting, and the gist of it is that the vampires aren't...
The premise is great, too. I do get the premise. It's like, but you're not explaining the premise enough for me. It's just, oh, we have this vampire under control.
Right.
Why? How did you control the most powerful vampire in the world? Did you gain his respect and that's what it is? It kind of looked like that a little bit, but he's physically being held prisoner. He's now free after 20 years. I doubt the 10-second interaction is enough to temper his rage.
Right. But, like, the vampires they are fighting aren't actual vampires. They are man-made.
Yeah, yeah. They're computer chip vampires, man-made. And then some of them are ghouls that they fight.
Right.
Which are vampires made by lesser vampires. That's not really explained too well either. How some vampires can create real vampires and some can't.
No, I think, and don't quote me on this because I'm going purely on memory here, but I think...
Maybe, I assume you have to be a certain age to create another real vampire versus a ghoul. I assume that's what it is. Or close enough to the bloodline. No, like, after so many vampires turn other vampires.
Doesn't Saris drink Alucard's blood?
Who?
The police girl. Saris Victoria.
Sure.
I think...
Maybe that's what it is?
I think you have to drink the vampire. So I think if they bite you, you turn into a ghoul.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair way to go about it. I like the age thing a bit more. But I also do like the blood thing. Because it, like, brings me back to Interview with a Vampire.
And also, it... And I might be just projection of vampire lore onto this, because I don't remember this at all. But for some reason, it's in my head. It might be a purity thing, too.
Sure. Well, I said that. I mentioned it a moment ago, where it's, like, the closest to Dracula. But, like, if Dracula turns a vampire, then he turns a vampire, then he turns a vampire. Eventually, they can't, because they're so impure, they can't make real vampires. Because
I do remember...
That's a good theory.
I do remember them saying in one of the attacks that the computer chip vampires attacked the sorority... And murdered all the girls who were sexually active, but turned to ones that weren't. So I think virgins, you have to be a virgin to be turned into a vampire.
That's so dumb.
I think.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think. I'm not 100%. Don't quote me on that one. This is just, I'm pulling stuff from my memory here.
If it's true, that's so dumb. But, virgin, vampire, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's part of the old school lore.
Yes, it is. And like I said, and I don't know... If that's, and I'm like I said, I don't know what is, I can't remember for the life of me if it's from the writers of the anime or if that's from, because I don't know how much of this, because they clearly, the writers just took their own story at a certain point and just said, this is what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I gotta give it a 5.
You know, it's a 5, no doubt about it, but I thought going into this show was going to be 24 episodes, and it only being 13...
Not bad.
It's not bad. It was actually a pretty easy sit because of the cool factor.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. The cool factor helps. Especially with that intro music.
Right.
It's just good.
Yeah. And so it's like, and you can see why it spawned.
Oh, sure. A fan base.
A fan base and why it got 10 overlays and why it got its anime, a manga adaptation and stuff like that. But yeah, overall, meh.
Which is unfortunate, but it's, like I said, enough to watch Ultimate. So hopefully that's better.
I can guarantee it's better.
All right. Pause before next episode.
There you go. Now we're recording.
Are we?
Let's
pause it.
Okay.
You want to check?
You can.
Okay, now we're back. I checked through the category I...
Now, continue.
Only there was a video. I steered him down. And there really isn't anything else. One that I would choose to watch just purely based on the title. If I actually looked at the box art and read maybe... Mm-hmm. But also nothing that jumped out saying, hey, you gotta watch this, besides Initial D.
I didn't even bother looking up the letter. I knew exactly what you were picking.
I looked.
I'm sure
I gave everything else a fair shot.
I know. I knew what we were doing. I didn't even bother.
That being said, this is 26 episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2-week process. There's going to be a movie next week. Just
sure.
Throwing that out there.
So, preface with, I like it, I enjoyed it, but I know it's not going to be great.
Okay.
It's too long. It's probably going to be really slowly paced, but there's also cool, fun moments.
Okay.
And that's what I choose to remember. So that's prefaced with that. Anyway, plot summary. High school student Takumi Fujiwara works as a gas station attendant during the day and a delivery boy for his father's tofu shop during late nights. Little does he know that his precise driving skills and his father's modified Toyota Sprinter AE86 Trino?
I don't think either one of us are car guys, so...
Yeah, sorry. I know that's a real car, though. Make him the best amateur road racer on Mount Akima's highway. Because of this, racing groups from all over the Gunma Prefecture issue challenges to Takumi to see if he really has what it takes to be a road legend. I've seen all of it, initially. I'm a fan. It sucks that we're only going to rewatch one season, even though it's only 26 episodes.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not doing more than that.
But yeah, it's fun.
We can come back to it next time.
I have a story that really should be in the next episode, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to forget it if I don't bring it up.
Tell it.
So I worked at 721.
Okay.
Before working at 775 with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid there that transferred from Hollywood, California, really. But his nickname was Hollywood because he had this surfer accent and this aloof, like, charismatic teenager lifestyle mm-hmm. that he just had. That's just was him. So we called him Hollywood. And he, like, was saving up money to get this car. And, you know, I'm not really interested, but, like, let's, you know, small talk. It's late night. Talk on the radio. And he's like, yeah, I want to get a white Toyota 1986. And I'm like, from Initial D? And he's like, oh, no, it's a good car. I want that car because it's really... Fuck off, man. Like, come on, I know Initial D. It's just weird. Anyway, Initial D next episode.
Yay. Bye. Bye.